UNESCO figures in today's GeoQuiz. The UN's cultural organization this week marked 40 years of fighting smuggling. Its 1970 Convention on Illegal Trafficking of Cultural Artifacts has been signed by 120 countries. It commits nations to banning and preventing the import or sale of stolen cultural goods. The black market for antiquities is said to be as profitable as drugs or arms trafficking. Now, with that in mind, we're looking today for one of the world's biggest collections of antiquities. This museum's Royal Mummy Room is one of its gems, where you can see the recently discovered mummy of Queen Hatshepsut. This museum was in the news recently. Looters reportedly broke in during anti-government protests, and they damaged two pharaonic mummies. UNESCO is sending a team of antiquities specialists there next week to investigate. Can you name this museum? We will in just a bit. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Coming up, two people from wildly different backgrounds find they can make beautiful music together. First, though, our GeoQuiz answer. We're looking today for the name of one of the world's great museums. The answer is the Museum of Egyptian Antiquities, or simply the Egyptian Museum in Cairo. During the recent civil unrest across Egypt, there were reports of looting and pillaging of various museums and historic sites, and that's drawn the attention of UNESCO, the UN's cultural organization. Irena Bukova is UNESCO's director general. She says the reported incidents of looting in Egypt should be taken seriously.
My worries are that when we have in times of social unrest, and of course the security is quite lax since the country's police force withdrew from the streets. In fact, it creates some kind of a security vacuum, and it poses a real threat to cultural heritage sites and some storerooms also. We wrote to the president of the Supreme Military Council, who in fact is the current head of state of Egypt, that it's incredibly important now to make the security stronger, and on the other side to take effective measures so that no illicit trafficking starts. And of course, we had a huge meeting here celebrating the 40th anniversary of an important UNESCO convention on the ban on illicit trafficking of cultural objects. And I also launched an appeal to museums, to auction houses, to private collectors, not to allow that illicit object also be bought, be auctioned, to abide by this ethical responsiveness.
Ms. Bukova, let me ask you this. Since you are there marking the 40th anniversary of the ban on illicit trafficking of cultural relics, do you feel as though places like Egypt that have some of the most valued antiquities, that you have any better means of protecting these marks of our cultural heritage than we did 40 years ago?
Well, we have to recognize that the illicit trafficking has increased immensely in the last years, and nowadays it's more or less compared to the illicit trafficking of drugs and arms. But at the same time, let me say first that nowadays we see this convention ratified already by 120 countries. It's important because when you join the convention, you have to take also some legal obligations and introduce also lots of procedures in order to tackle this problem. So it's not something not important that countries are doing. And then strengthening international cooperation with the International Organization of Customs and National Customs Authorities, but also increasingly so, to have big auction houses and collectors.
Now, but what about in the past 40 years, why hasn't this been made a priority? So events like these, where you're so concerned about cultural artifacts being stolen, so these things don't happen, the opportunities don't arise.
Well, for us, it has been a priority right now. Of course, if we talk about this particular moment, I believe it's just a vacuum of security, a vacuum of power when you're in between the social unrest and the old structures are not there, the new ones are not there. We have seen that in Eastern Europe, unfortunately, and we have seen particularly that in the Balkans. I come from the Balkans. I'm Bulgarian. This is my country of origin. I know how this change and transformation and then transition from one social structure towards another. Also, unfortunately, we saw a huge lax in security and traffic going, unfortunately, to those markets of illegally smuggling religious objects, icons, archaeological also objects. So apparently what we see now, this vacuum, so we want to encourage the current authorities of Egypt to fill this vacuum, and particularly to turn their attention to the preservation of the cultural object. This is number one. And number two, I think it's also is very, very important that we kind of strengthen our outreach to the youth, to the young people. I know that young people know about their heritage, but they have also to know that it's important today to changing the regime and the system, and not just to succumb to a kind of enthusiasm on the street and to leave all the other security measures. It's very important, because heritage, once destroyed, cannot be returned, and I mean cannot be restored, like we see with some broken objects in the Cairo Museum. So we have immense responsibility in such cases.
Okay. Director General of UNESCO, Irina Bukova, speaking to us from her headquarters in Paris. Thank you again.
Thank you very much also for your interest. Thank you.